Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Sam Powell. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 John 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 14. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know Him, if we keep His commandments. Whoever says, I know Him, but does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in Him. Whoever says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way in which He walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. But whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for His name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to His people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we come before the Word of Life, as John writes, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes concerning the Word of Life. He urges us to walk in the light, to confess our sins, and to live in the fellowship of the Father and the Son. John makes a bold, simple, and profound claim. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we can't claim we have fellowship with Him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light just as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Here is the gospel triumph. We are invited out of darkness into light. Sin and separation are not the final word for us. God's light breaks in through the incarnation, through Jesus Christ, the Word of life, that we might have fellowship with God and with one another. John does not shy away from the reality of sin. He says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. But then comes the reassurance. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What comfort for us! In confessing, we do not fall into despair, but into promise, forgiveness, and cleansing, not because of our own merit, but because of Jesus, the advocate, has accomplished it. We receive his cleansing and we walk anew in the light. John then shows how we live in this light. He says that knowing Christ means keeping his commandments, and the one who says he remains in him must walk as Jesus walked. He reminds us that the old commandment to love one another is made new in Jesus Christ and in us because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Loving the brother, not hating the brother, this is the life in the light of Christ. In Jesus, we are known, loved, and forgiven, and so empowered to live and to love as he loved. On this day, we commemorate St. Ambrose, Bishop of Milan in the 4th century. He was a preacher, a hymn writer, and a courageous witness. He lived in the light of Christ and offered his voice, his hymnody, his life to the service of the Word made flesh. He reminds us that the word of life is not merely heard, it is lived, it is sung and proclaimed. His example encourages us that knowing Christ means more than intellectual assent. It includes praise, confession, a bold witness, love for the neighbor, and faithfulness to God's truth. So let us examine our walk. Are we claiming fellowship with God yet walking in darkness? Let us turn to Jesus, the light of the world, and live in fellowship with the Father and the Son. Let us bring our sins into the light, confessing, receiving cleansing, and a restored relationship. Let us live out the love we have received in our homes, in our church, in our workplaces, our neighborhoods. And inspired by Ambrose, let us give voice to the Word, by prayer, by song, by faithful living, so that this light may shine in the darkness around us. Let us pray. O God, you gave your servant Ambrose grace to proclaim the gospel with eloquence and power. As bishop of the great congregation of Milan, he fearlessly bore reproach for the honor of your name. Mercifully grant to all bishops and pastors such excellence in preaching and fidelity in ministering your word, that your people shall be partakers of the divine nature. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.